Imkambo gives you prices of agricultural commodities in our mass markets today, the 18th of February 2022. Mass markets are those markets where most people buy their com food, where farmers also sell their commodities. And the examples are Mbare in Harare, Emalalen in Bulawayo, Chitima in Mashingo, Sakuva in Mutare, Kwekwe markets, and many other markets in all cities, including growth points, where agricultural commodities are being sold and bought on a daily basis. Starting with potatoes. Potatoes have become a staple whose price don't just change quickly. Charts are going for $2.50 to $3. It has been like that for a while now. Small going for $3.50 to $4 a pocket. Medium $5 to $6.50. Large $7 to $8. Extra large $9 to $10 per pocket. Extra large are actually bought by those people who want to make potato chips for their children who are now going back to school, and even for household consumption. Potato power, potatoes are now consumed almost by everyone. And we want to applaud organizations that are making sure every farmer is able to produce potatoes so that they are available at every household. Tomatoes, a sandak is now down to $8 to $14, a sandak, 30 kg sandak today. If we compare with the previous weeks, the price fell down the week beginning 7 February. That was when schools were opened. Apparently, farmers were pushing tomatoes to the market so that they get school fees, while most consumers switched to school-related needs like school uniforms, stationery, and even preparing meals, preparing food that children would take to school, boarding schools as well as day schools. So we have seen a change in allocation of budgets by consumers, which is why tomato prices have gone down, because supplies have increased while demand is slowed down. A wooden box is going for $2 to $4, a wooden box that is in Mbare and all other markets. Plastic dish $1 to $1.50. And then we have other measurements like piles or dollar for maybe a certain number of fruits. But tomato is always needed by every household. On the vegetable section, a cabbage head is going for $40 to $80 per head. $40 to $80. A corvo, $3 to $4 today. A bundle. Many people were asking how many leaves are in a bundle. This bundle can comprise 200 to 250 leaves. Yesterday the price was $4.50. So it's a decrease by 50 cents. Sugarloaf is not in the market. Rape, $2.50. From $3.50, there's actually a decline there. Tsunga, $2.50. Beetroot, $1 a pane, a bundle. And then onion, 10 kg pocket, $4 to $8 a 10 kg pocket. It's been like that for a while now. We no longer see a lot of onions from outside. We used to have onions from South Africa during this time because our farmers were not producing enough. But now we have a lot of local production, which is very good for our economy. So the price has remained at $4 to $8 a pocket. And then a 60 kg semia, which is a big bag, is going for $23 to $25 for that semia. It has been like that for a while now. Shallots, a bundle is going for 50 cents to a dollar. English cucumber, 50 cents to a dollar again. Cauliflower and broccoli, $1 to $1.50 per kg. It has been like that for a while. So cauliflower and the broccoli are mostly called for kg. So we saw all these measurements in the market. Celery is not in the market. Chili pepper, dollar per punnet. And then lettuce head, 50 cents to a dollar again. Cherry tomato, punnet, dollar. Garlic, a kg, remains at $4 to $6. It's not changing. Ginger, kg, $2 to $3. It's been like that for a while. Okra, $3.50 to $4. It's been like that for a while as well. Eggplant, a dollar. Gem squash is not in the market. Mushroom fresh, $1 a punnet. And then wild mushroom, chukwe chukwe, nezi, chiwumbiri, and others, they are still at $8 to $15 a bucket. There are people who are buying in volume so that they can dry and sell later. Red and yellow pepper, $1.50 to $2 a kg. And then on the dried section, matemba, $38 to $40 a 20-liter tin. Madora, $30-$35 per 20-liter tin. It's been like that for the past weeks. Sugar beans, $25-$28. 20 liter tin. Soya chunks, 5 kg pocket is going for $2.50 to $4. And then mfushwa yakasiyana siyana, different types of mfushwa. Munyemba, $16 a 20 liter tin. Munyeve, 15 to 16. Mutsine, 15 to 16 again. Dried cove and cabbage, 16 to 20. So we have seen an increase in the price of dried vegetables, mainly as demand increases, especially in many areas where relish is now a challenge. So there's quite actually demand for dried vegetables. High value crop, sweet potato, this mbambaira is coming from, is now going for $5 to $6 a 20 liter tin. A semia is now down to 25 to 30. It was actually hit the market at 40. The sources are Wonder Valley, Chipinge, and many other areas. Magogoya, $14 to $16 a 20 liter tin. A semi is going for $90. Magogoya are actually in season. Many people now consume magogoya. They actually prefer them when they are in season. That's why the price is quite high. Butternut, 28 to 30 per semi. That's a 60 kg bag. It's actually a decrease from 33 yesterday. Carrots, $65. It's actually an increase. They were $50 a semi yesterday. Now it's $65. In some markets like Rua and others, carrots are actually scarce. They are not found there. So they are in big markets, carrots. They are found in big markets, but the supply is very short. Green pepper, $13 per semi from $8. Actually, an increase in price means demand is also increasing. Cucumber, $10 to $15 a semia. Fine beans, $13 to $20 a semia. Really an increase from $13 per semia. Peas now in the market at $35 per semia. It has not been in the market for a while, but now it's coming in. Green mealies, $1.50 to $2 a dozen. And then on the fruit section, we have fruits that are out of the market. Masau, matowe, they are out of the market now. But we have nyi, dried nyi, that has been stored very well. It's coming at $4 a 5 liter. Maui, dollar for 5 liter. Apple box, $20 to $25. Some apples are coming from South Africa. Others are still coming from local areas like Nyanga and others. Avocados, single is going for $50 to $80. Banana, a crate is $7 to $12, still like that for a while. Grapes, a box is $16 to $20. Oranges, a 10 kg pocket remains at $6. It has been like that for a while. Now we have oranges throughout the year. We used to have varieties for winter only, but now we have sources like Bedbridge and others supplying oranges, which is quite important. And then what is not in the market again, Majanja, apricot and nachos have gone out of the market. Pears, a box going for $12 to $14. Strawberry, panet, $1 to $2. Rusika, in English is called tamarind, is now becoming a permanent feature in the market. It's going for a small packet is going for $1. Tamarind is still trying to find its way in the market, but many people prefer it. Others are not used to it because it's found in dry regions like Binga, Muzi and others. But it's a very important fruit, especially during dry periods. Pawpaw single is going for $1 to $2. Then plums, pan is going for $2. Nectarines, $1. Mango, per 20 liter tin is going for $3 to $4 per 20 liter tin. It's still like that for a while. Sweet mango is really really dominating the market. Peaches, a crate is going for $12 to $14. We have peaches now, and then we don't have matamba, they're out of season. Coconut, a single is going for $1 to $1.50, mainly coming from Mozambique. Watermelons, manuiwa, 50 cents small ones, $3 big ones. Leeches, panet is going for $1. And then we don't have sweet melons and trubu in the market. They are not in season. Pineapples box is going for $12 to $15 a box. Riyenge pineapples. Lemon bucket is going for $5 to $6. There's been a decrease. Actually, supply is increasing. We see even unripe ones coming into the market, but the demand for lemons is actually increasing, which is very important, especially among people who specialize in fish. They love to use lemon for seasoning fish and drying fish so that the taste becomes good. Many people are moving away from using salt to sort of dry their fish, which is why demand for lemon is actually increasing, which is very important. On the food crop section, maize grain is going for $4 to $5 a 20 liter tin, and then mumare, $13 to $16, and zunguzemusho, shelled groundnuts, $20. There's still demand for peanut butter processing. That's why we still find nzunguzemusho in the market throughout the year. And then fresh groundnuts going for $6 to $7.50, $7.50 per bucket. They're actually in season now. The supply is increasing. And then unshelled groundnuts, $4 to $5 a bucket. And then mumare groundnuts, 5 liters going for $6.50 to $7. Nyimo round nuts, $20 to $25 per 20 liter tin. still like that for a while. There are people who actually specializing in mtakura, so that's why nyimo really is a very important commodity for that. Soybeans, $12 to $15. Wheat, $8 to $9 per bucket. Popcorn, $16 per bucket. It's an increase from $12. Children like popcorn, the demand is increasing. Why? What is driving popcorn is when children are going to school, they prefer popcorn. That's why we see the demand is like this reason, because children are now going back to school and they use popcorn a lot as part of tax. Cowpeas, $10 to $16 a bucket. They still have, this is another ingredient for mutakura. So we see cowpea prices increasing. Sunflower, $12 per bucket. Indigenous chickens industry is actually demanding sunflower. Rio, small grains, $20 to $22 a bucket. It's been like that for a while. Munga, $10 to $12, that's pearl millet, per bucket. Mapfunde, 12 again per bucket. I'll see an increase there in price from $8. Rice shelled, 25, and shelled, 20. And then on the poultry section, we have broilers, the big mothers, big broilers are going for 7 to 10. Ordinary are going for $6 each. Off layers, 3 to 4. Red Roadrunner hens, Shechezema Roadrunner, $2.50 to $5 each. Chongwema Roadrunner cocks, $5 to $7 each. Hanga, those are guinea fowl, $7 to $10 each. Ducks, $9 to $12 each. Turkeys, Matoki, $10 to $12 each. $10 to $20 each. $20 the biggest. Pigeons, $2 to $5 each. Rabbits, $4.50 to $10 each. And then eggs, we have small, are going for $2.30 to $3 a crate. Medium, $3 to $3.50 a crate. Large, $3.50 to $5 a crate. This is what is obtaining in our markets. We always provide you ranges because prices may differ slightly from market to market, but the range is almost the same. Prices are stable. Farmers are busy in the market preparing to produce more commodities that are coming into the market. We have also seen the lifting of the ban on for maize and wheat, which has been imposed for the past month. We're likely to see more mealie meal coming into the market, as millers are actually happy now because they can buy maize from wherever they're buying it, and then they mill maize. So we are likely to see the price of maize meal putting pressure on the price of maize grain, which is currently the $4 to $5. It might go down, it depends really, but being a staple, maybe the reasons is that maize grain has to be affordable, food really has to be affordable so that everyone can be able to afford food. So this is what is happening in our markets continue to play a very important role across the country. In all the provinces, our mass markets are growing, and now with the rains having stopped, you know, it looks like our markets actually are now doing very well. There isn't a lot of mud in the markets, although there is need for good sheds so that our commodities are not destroyed by too much sun, because most of them are perishable. They don't want to be exposed to a lot of sun. So this is what is happening in our markets. We continue to give you updates all the time. As always, my name is Charles Dewa E. Mukambo.